Hey Nick, how's it going?
Hi Martin, yeah, very good, thanks. How are you?
I'm very good, yes, very good.
How has 2019 started off for you?
Mixed, I'd say. It was good. I had a really nice break over Christmas and New Year. Didn't work hardly at all, which was good. Just like a, sort of an hour or two in between Christmas and New Year. The New Year started pretty well as well, yeah. How about you?
Oh, so why is it mixed then? That sounds all nice and good.
That is nice and good. This week's been a bit of a disaster though.
Oh.
Well, I say a disaster. It's been good. I've had loads of demos this, well, four demos this week, which is really good considering I'd not done like one a week. But I've had some performance issues. Yeah, I don't know. You're on Azure, are you?
No. Well, I had a like just a hosted virtual machine on Azure, so it's still a standalone server.
Right.
But I migrated off there quite a while ago now to a dedicated server, just because it was an expensive way of doing it.
Yeah. So I'm on AWS, which is great, and I've been sort of bumping up as more and more customers have come on. I've been bumping up on the instances that I have, and the one that I've been using is, for one of the servers anyway, is it's a burstable, basically. So you build up credit of CPU usage, and then it will use that credit when the app's being used, you know. So like at nighttime when the app's not being used, you're building up credit, and then during the day you're using that. And I specced it really high, so it was always fine, except I didn't realise January 2019 was suddenly going to have a massive amount of additional load. So what happened is that it was doing its usual using up the credit during the day but never getting to zero, and then in the evening it was reloading. But what was happening is because it was using more during the day, I'd not checked it for 2 days, and it had used a bit more one day, so there was less to top up, and then it hit near zero in the middle of this week, which means that the server just grinds to a halt.
Right.
So that was a bit of a shock to the system. It's my own stupid fault, because I've got alerts, so I get alerts when various things happen. But for some reason, I didn't have an alert on that particular metric. So yeah, I mean, it's been good in some ways, because I mean, it's been a bit of a stressful time because I had to sort of migrate in the other day up to the next server instance. That was never, but it was okay. It was easy. It was just a bit stressful because people were trying to use it, and my phone was buzzing off. So that's the.
Has that solved it, moving it up to the next server instance?
Yes and no. I mean, it has, but as part of it, I did a bit more investigation into, you know, so what is going on in terms of the database queries and stuff, which I'd not really ignored. When I knew that was something bad, I'd jump in and sort it out. But I've done a bit more of a general sweep over the last day and a half and sort of tuned all of the queries that were, you know, slightly bad rather than terrible.
Yeah, yeah.
So that's made a big difference. So it'll put me in good stead.
Cool, cool. So what's your hosting cost at the moment then, per month?
It's about £250 a month.
Wow.
Mm.
I didn't think you were going to, I thought you were going to say about 30 quid.
No, it's a lot more than that. I mean, in the very early days, it was really low, and I was really sort of shoestringy about it. Tried to use the minimum servers I could get away with, but yeah, it's about 250.
Would you not be better renting just a dedicated server or something for $100 or something a month?
I don't know. I quite like the setup I've got, actually, because I've got a separate database and app server works, and it's, yeah, I'm quite happy with it. I know it's expensive, and I'm not sure. Maybe I'll look into it, but at the moment, I feel fit.
Yeah. Cool, yeah. Awesome.
Yeah, so that's why it's been middling. It's been good to get relaxed and feel a bit more motivation. It was good in the beginning because I had, you know, having had a couple of weeks, well, a week and a bit off, you feel really motivated and ready to go, and you get into it, and then something like that happens and wipes it out a bit, but I'm still feeling pretty.
I always find it goes one of two ways. You're either really motivated and ready to get going, or you just don't want to restart again, do you?
Yeah, there is that.
I just need more time off.
Yeah, I must admit, the second of January, when I was supposed to start back, I was at a very lazy day, not much at all. I really wasn't feeling it. Next day,
well, the way it fell, Christmas and New Year this year, loads of people didn't go back to work till the 7th, did they? They took the extra few days off in between. So
yeah,
even though I went back on the 2nd as well, everything was quiet, wasn't it? You know, send emails and not get replies and so on.
Yeah, it was. Yeah, that was really good. I enjoyed that a lot, actually. A real sort of ease into it. What did you get up to? Did you have a good start to 2019 so far?
Well, 2019 has started better than the end of 2018.
Yeah, that's
good. I think, last time we spoke, Charlie had been in hospital, hadn't he? Mm. And my conclusion is that touching on wood when you're saying you hope something doesn't happen doesn't work. So for those superstitious people out there, don't bother touching on any wood. Because, Charlie ended up back in hospital again, unfortunately.
Oh, no.
I think he had two instances. He went in once for a day or two, and then around the 21st, he went back in. And we were in for 3 days that time. We thought we were going to be in on Christmas Day, actually. which would have been, you know, it's just the way it would have fallen. I said to Sophie, you know, I don't mind staying in on Christmas Day with him. You come home and spend the morning with Isabel and Maggie, and then we can sort something out when Charlie's let go. But all of a sudden, because the night before, sort of 23rd night, he had to have oxygen for a few hours, which meant he had to have a sleep and not need oxygen. Well, that was our understanding anyway. But then when it got to like Christmas Eve morning, they were like, he hadn't had a sleep and he hadn't fulfilled those criteria. But they were like, well, he didn't need oxygen for too long. And they could tell, I guess you can tell when he's ill, his like eyes go all puffy and he's all lethargic and everything. He was kind of bouncing off the walls. So I think they just said, you know, here you go, you can get going.
Right.
And they didn't really have to offer twice, I guess. So sped up to Barnstable and picked them up and managed to get back in time to do some emergency shopping at Morrison's and get everything ready for Christmas Day. So
brilliant.
Yeah, we were all together, thankfully. And then he recovered from that and I've had no instances since then. I was only going to do touch wood again then, but
yeah, it doesn't work. Proofed. Yeah. Oh, that's good. Well, I'm glad you got Christmas together then, despite all.
Yeah, it kind of made it more meaningful actually as well, because we were so close to not being together on Christmas Day. The fact we were made it a bit nicer, I think. Yeah. So
that's good.
Yeah, so you're doing the Reading Half Marathon?
I am, yes. I signed up for it.
How's the training going?
It is non-existent at present. Yeah, I haven't done anything for 2 months, 2.5 months.
Wow.
Not even a short run. But mainly because I've been ill and injured. So the end of... It must have been after we last spoke, actually, or I'm not sure. I got this cold and I couldn't shift it. It was a virus, obviously, because colds are viruses. It just got worse and I had that, you know, shivery sort of sensitive skin when your clothes touch it. I had that.
It's the RSV virus. I told you all about it last podcast.
I wondered if that's what it was, but I basically only shifted it in, well, this week really is the first time I felt normal. I was okay sort of after New Year, but it was still there until this week. So yeah, it's horrible. And that put me off running, and then I crunched some ribs as well. I don't know whether I actually broke them or just bruised them, but that put me off as well. So I'm not going to say touch wood. I was about to, but hopefully I'll be back running next week. I've only got like 8 weeks until the half marathon.
Is it early this year?
It's in March. I can't remember what date, but yeah, it's relatively early.
I think the last couple you've done, though, you've just rocked up with no training, haven't you? You've knocked out personal best time. So
I'd like to say I'd rocked up with no training, but no, I had done training. Yeah, well, you know, let's see. I've put on a bit of weight over Christmas as well, so I've got a bit more to carry around with me.
Yeah.
How's the cycling going?
It's going well, yeah. I nearly hit the target for December in terms of the miles I should have covered based on the training plan I've got. But with obviously hospital visits and stays and stuff, did just missed it. But if it hadn't been for those, I would have hit it easily.
Yeah.
I've also got an indoor trainer now as well. So I've got a Tax Neo 2, which is one of these flashy, all singing, all dancing, direct drive smart trainers. So I can set it up in the kitchen. I've got a projector. And you can project it on the wall and you cycle to like a video.
Oh, right.
Which is really good. So, and you can also go on Zwift as well, which is like cycling in a virtual world. So you can do virtual races and stuff like that, which
that
is really, really good.
Really cool.
So that's been good fun doing that. And yeah, I've been up in the miles bit by bit. So I did 30 today. Plan is to do 50 at the weekend. So yeah, it's going well, actually.
That sounds good, yeah.
The thing I'm having to do is, as well as having a training plan for cycling, is I'm having to fit my drink in around that training plan. So I don't want to drink the night before I go out riding.
Yeah.
And I've got like 2 or 3 rest days a week, which I think are Monday, Wednesday and Friday. So done training today. And so I thought tonight's the night I can drink some red wine. It's been left over from Christmas. So I've got tomorrow to recover. I don't need to, you know, I don't need to ride tomorrow. So it doesn't matter. The only issue with that is obviously having done the training ride today is the alcohol may be affecting my recovery. But, you know, give and take.
Yeah, you can't take things that seriously, can you?
No, and so what's also quite good as well, because we've only lived in Bude for a couple of years, so I don't really know, you know, what the cycle routes are and the routes that people use.
Mm-hmm.
But I follow a couple of people on Strava that are quite good cyclists, and so I bought a Lezyne Mega XL GPS bike computer, and so I can download their rides off Strava and upload them onto the bike computer. And it's like sat nav on the car, so it will direct me and tell me where to go.
Oh, right.
So I've got these longer routes set up now on the lanes and things like that, which are good to avoid a lot of the traffic.
Yeah.
So yeah, that's good. Good
fun. Wow, that sounds really good. Gosh, technology, eh?
I know, it's coming along a long way, especially with the the indoor trainer now, being able to go on Zwift and being able to do these rides. It's quite good because on the Tax video rides, there's lots of this Tour de France stages. So you can go up, cycle up Alpe d'Huez and things like that.
And does it hook into the bike or do you have to actually adjust the resistance and stuff?
No, so it all hooked into the bike. So the resistance gets harder as you're going up a hill. If you go over cobbles and bumpy roads, it starts vibrating at the back and stuff like that, which kind of affects your pedaling a bit.
Wow, that's brilliant.
So yeah, it's good fun. It doesn't, well, you need to have a fan in front of you, obviously, to cool down.
Yeah.
So it doesn't do wind resistance or anything like that. I did, I think someone was saying as well, you should have, because you know on Tour de France, you have people who are cheering you on the side of the road and stuff like that.
Jumping out in front of you.
Throwing water on you. Or, yeah. If you Team Sky, they throw piss at you, don't they, in Tour de France? I think so. Someone was joking, saying, oh yeah, you could have Sophie next to you throwing bottles of water over your face and stuff like that as you're riding along, cheering you.
You get the kids to do it, they'd love that.
Oh, Isabel, she's really funny. She likes watching it. And she's like, go on, Daddy, pedal faster.
Oh, that's great.
Yeah, you'll have to have a go next time you come up.
Yeah, I will. That sounds good.
You can, oh, you haven't got a running machine, have you?
No.
They, for Zwift, they do it for running as well. And so you just have to buy a little gadget that you tie onto your trainer, your laces, and then you can set your iPad up in front of you and you run along this virtual world as well.
Oh, right.
So yeah, you should suggest it to your friend Paul, actually, because he's got a running machine, hasn't he?
He has, yeah. I'll tell him about that next time I see him. Yeah,
it's pretty cool. Yeah, so we're going to talk about goals for 2019.
The dreaded goals, yes. So I've been as lax as I usually am with goals, but I've got a decent idea. Have you got a good idea of what you want to do this year?
Yeah, interestingly, I went through my journal from it was a lot of 2017 and 18, just rereading it last week, and it's more themes that I've come up with this year, I think, perhaps, other than goals. Because as I have found, and as lots of other people have seemed to have written on their yearly roundups this year, that a lot of people make goals, but not very good at hitting them, are they?
Yeah.
So you kind of question what's the point in doing them. But yeah, so do you want to go first?
Yeah, okay. Sort of a quick summary of last year as well around the sorts of things that I'm going to put into my goals this year. With Kids Club HQ, obviously, that's been a massive amount of my time and focus this year. Last year, 2018. I think it's been the toughest in terms of the amount of work I've had to do just to keep the lights on and make, you know, keep growing it as well. I've managed to increase the MRR by 150% over the year, which is really good. And the downside of that is that the increased number of customers meant all this often spoke of admin work that I do for them increased quite rapidly as well, which meant I got into that loop of not being able to do the work because I was doing the support. So that's when I got the developer at the end, and that helped a lot. So now I was hoping to get everything that the developer had done released before the end of last year, but because I was ill and all that, I didn't really get enough focus on work to do that. So that's going to be January now, but I should get it done this month quite easily. And then, like we were talking about running the half marathon and stuff. So it's really since March, since the Reading half marathon was cancelled because of snow in March, running's been almost out the window. I didn't run a lot after that, maybe a couple of 5K like that. And then towards the end of the year, it died off quickly. So this year, 2019, my plan really is kind of like a bit of a rebalancing, if you like. So what I'd like to do really is stop working quite as much as I am or have been, but also try and increase the MOR of the product, obviously. So my first goal, I'm going to stick to the same growth this year as last year of like 2.5 times the revenue. So 50% increase in MRR is my plan. And if I manage to do that, then mid-year, I should be able to afford to bring on somebody to do support, at least on a part-time basis. So that's kind of the big plan there, to try and get me to the point of maybe by the summer, I'm not having to work even weekends. Although I don't work every weekend, you know, the occasional week to do it at all is my plan. And hopefully that with these admin coming in and all that sort of stuff, that will be achieved, which will obviously, as that starts to happen, I'll get more time for marketing and so on. So that's really, really the big business goal, if you like, is getting that 100, well, two goals, I suppose, continue the growth that I've been having, but also get somebody in to help with the support. Yeah, so that's the real business thing. I suppose it's a bit around the themes like you're talking about. It's kind of like trying to get a balanced work life as well as keeping the product in a position where it's providing me an income that's good enough. And then on the personal side of things, it's really just to try and get back into some sort of fitness work. So I need to get back into the running schedule I had last year. So I've signed up for Reading Half Marathon, as we were talking about, and that's my first goal, which is only a couple of months away. In previous years, I've had the goal of running at least one half marathon a year, like, you know, a competitive, organised half marathon. And I think that that's a good goal again for this year. So I've signed up for Reading, you know, barring any injuries, I'm going to run it. But if anything happens to that, rather than what happened last year, where I just got disheartened and sort of gave up on it a bit, my mindset should be that I need to book another one in so that I don't lose that focus. The key, I think, pretty much the only exercise I enjoy doing these days is running. So I've got to do that. Otherwise, I'll turn into this unhealthy lump.
You tried cycling?
Not as that kind of activity. No, I mean I have got a mountain bike and I use it to go up the shops and stuff. But no, it's never been really that. I've never really been that keen on it, to be honest.
No. Okay. Cool.
Although I did say that about running before I started running, so give that a go. I don't know, but I think for this year at least, focus on the running. Maybe if I get to my previous levels of fitness and back into the sort of times and stuff I was before, then I'll do something else as well.
I was going to say I've got lots of sportives which are kind of organised, like half marathon rides to do on the build up to the Ride Across Britain thing. So I was going to say you could enter a couple of those as well if you wanted
right.
to. If you say you're going to do it next year, I might have given up cycling next year. So
yeah.
I might have had enough of it by then. So launching my bike into the sea at John O'Groats.
Yeah. So what's the what kind of bike do you need then? You need some proper road race bike.
Yeah, they're all most of them are road based, so you can use a hybrid bike or a road bike. Yeah.
Yeah,
and they vary in distances, so each sportive, they have three categories, I guess, or three distances. Mm-hmm. Like 40, 60 and 100, and I'm doing the Dulux London as well, which is a 2-day one.
Oh, right.
Which is riding all the way around London, which is about 100 miles each day, and then camping in between.
Camping, yeah. Blimey.
Well, it's a good test really, and for the Ride Across Britain, because that's camping every night. So
yeah, work out the bugs.
Yeah, I haven't, but I've got to go through the calendar and plug in which ones I'm going to do and stuff like that. So I could always let you know, and if you fancy doing like one later in the year and stuff.
Yeah, I mean, I wouldn't be against it. My only concern is not having the right bike, the only thing. But I could probably hire one or something, couldn't I?
Well, I've got a hybrid you could borrow. You've got no excuses. Don't give me that rubbish for not having a bike.
Let's see how the first 6 months go, and then we'll see what happens then.
Cool. Okay.
So yeah. So goals. I mean, it's pretty short list of goals there. But though I don't. You said sort of thing. You know, if you set too firm a goals, then you tend to. What I'd like to do is just get back into some sort of decent lifestyle, because that's what we do this for, isn't it?
Mm.
And working my ass off like it isn't going to help in that.
Yeah. So talking about that, the lifestyle thing, and you were saying about getting back to marketing. Say if this tool, product, company, whatever, grew say to 10 people or something like that.
Mm.
Like, what would be your ideal role if you were to get a blank piece of paper and say what you did each day and stuff like that? What would it be?
So I still like coding. I do like implementing a new feature and getting that out there and seeing it in use. But I think I like not planning, but the sort of strategy and overview side of it, directing things. So I'd probably a CEO type role, I think would be what I'd like, because I quite like having the solution in somebody else's hands, somebody else building it, and then seeing it come to fruition. But it's kind of not necessarily my idea, but, you know, part of the plan, if you like, the grand plan, and then seeing that happen. So, yeah, I think I'd be quite happy to do that. It's easy to say that now. I don't know whether I'd miss the coding or whether I'd just be able to do side projects to keep the bug going. Mm. Yeah, I think I'd be happy.
Cool.
So what about you then? What are your themes for the year?
Well, going reviewing perhaps 2018... going from the journal and stuff like that. These are the themes that I picked out anyway, and don't judge me on these. but one of the things that popped up every now and again was drinking too much alcohol. As I sit here with a glass of wine.
Yeah.
So it's not in terms of like drinking every night, but just going out on a Friday night a few times too often and drinking too much and ending up out till 3 a.m. and stuff like that.
Mm.
And, you know, the weekend being written off and so on. Obviously, the fact I've written about it quite a few times in a journal, I guess, shows that I feel like I've done it too much and perhaps need to curtail on that.
Mm.
And I think that, you know, signing up for this bike ride and the training and stuff like that is certainly helping with that. I'm certainly drinking a lot less at the moment than what I was. And so that was one of the themes I noticed. Also noticed, I think last year was slow progress on sanity check. I think I got the product to like a point where I was happy with it and I was able to use it. And then I didn't really know what to work on next. So I'm as I was going through the journal, I just noticed I had like big to-do lists of like and ideas lists and things like that. And then looking through it, like I did a few bits and pieces, but then like 2 or 3 months later, I'd have another big list of ideas and to-dos. And then another 2 or 3 months later, it would be another big list of to-dos and ideas. So that was just one thing I think made slow progress on sanity check last year. Maybe that's because I spent more time on the marketing side of it than building new features. Yeah, I noticed also that I wanted to work on golf.io as well. I kept saying that that was kind of the project, you know, if there was one project I was going to work on forever, I wanted it to be that in terms of building up a golf directory of all the golf courses around the UK and around the world, I guess, eventually. So I think I want to focus on that this year. And towards the end of the year, I read a book called Atomic Habits by James Clear.
That's funny. I'm nearly at the end of that now as well.
Are you? Yeah. And so I think one of the things I've perhaps struggled with, and perhaps with sanity check, of making these big lists of ideas and features and stuff I wanted to build, was with life being a bit crazy, with having, you know, the 3 young kids and the hospital issues and stuff like that, I kind of always found it difficult to, well, I do and I still do find it difficult to, you know, be able to find a chunk of time to work on something. But what I took away from that really was at the start of the book around marginal gains and 1% marginal gains. And so I think I just need to think about the features as being smaller things. And even if I don't finish them, if I do have a day where I can focus on something, of starting something and feeling like I've made 1% progress towards finishing it.
Yeah.
And being okay with that. You know, if you do start on something, you don't necessarily have to finish it. Making 1% progress each day on it is moving forwards, and you will eventually get to where you want to go, whether it's with that feature or with a product or with a, you know, a bigger goal. Mm. So yeah, those are the themes I took away from last year from reading through my journal. But in terms of themes for this year, I think the first thing I'd put is no new projects for 2019. And so I think this may have been one of the issues from last year of not getting in as much progress again on sanity checks as I wanted to as well, is it was flip-flopping between ideas and projects and things like that.
Yeah.
So I've got the list of projects that I want to do for 2019, or that I'm going to do for 2019, which is really carrying on from where I was at the end of 2018. So it's SEO consulting, sanity check, Vouch Codes Pro, and golf.io / cycling.io. Mm. And those last two are definitely side projects, are things I'm going to work on just at the evening and weekends if I find time.
Yeah.
And so that's it. I'm not going to do any new projects, nothing. So
that's still quite a lot, though, isn't it? You
know. I know, and it is. And I would really like to drop one of them, to be honest.
It's deciding which one.
I can't really drop either of them at the moment. That's the problem. So the SEO consulting, there's clients lined up and work to do. Sanity check, it's a product. I could just pause that, to be honest, and not work on it. But I think it's at a tipping point where I need to either double down on it or just not shelve it, but just leave it running as is.
Yeah.
Which it kind of was in the last quarter of 2018. I didn't do any work on it. I just serviced it and did the bits and pieces of support. You know, Vouch Codes Pro, Money Saving Heroes, that kind of runs itself at the moment. We literally just migrated over to the new domain name, actually. So it's moneysavingheroes.co.uk now.
Oh, okay.
Rather than Vouch Codes Pro. And that kind of runs itself. I don't need to do much on a day-to-day basis. But yeah, we'll see how it goes. Mm. I might, as the year goes on, might drop one of those projects, but I'm definitely not going to add to them.
But not adding, yeah.
If I do come on the podcast and say I'm adding something, then you can rightly kick my butt. And tell me
how to do it. Noted.
So there you go.
No, that's good. I think that sounds like similar sort of thing, looking back to try and see how to move forward sort of thing. You've got the trends from last year dictate what you're going to plan on doing this year. It's funny, isn't it? Because it obviously seems like you look at the year before and realise that, yes, there have been some good achievements, but also it wasn't how you really wanted it to go. So this year it's kind of adapting that to make it more like what you want it to be.
Yeah, certainly. What have you thought of the book Atomic Habits?
I thought it was really good. With this sort of book, most sort of productivity books and businessy books or whatever, non-fiction-y books that are teaching you stuff, I don't know whether it's just because the book's really good or whether really is this, but I often feel I get halfway through and I start to think, God, this is so obvious, you know. It's like you are learning from it, but equally it feels like you already know it. Do you know what I mean? And I'm sure that's just the really good writing rather than the fact that that's true. But it, like what you're talking about incremental improvement, basically do a little bit every I've tried to do a bit of that, like meditation. I used to do a bit of meditation, and I haven't done 6 months, a year. But I've been trying to do every morning before I start work, just sit down, put a timer on my phone for 5 minutes, or started off 2 minutes, and just to sit there and just breathe and do nothing else. And I'm hoping that that will keep me going with it rather than trying to find 20 minutes, half an hour straight off, do you know?
Mm.
So, yeah, so I think the book is really, really good. And, yeah, I just wish I could put everything into practice at once, all the different habits, you know.
Well, you don't need to. Yeah, you don't need to put it all into practice. I think the two things I took away from the book were the thing about marginal gains and, you know, not feeling like you need to achieve everything straight away. You know, things do just take time, especially in modern life with young family and craziness of everything going on.
And that's the thing that I mean, actually, is that I've got so many habits that I'd like to get that I feel that taking on too many of them at the same time is going to be a negative thing. So
the second thing I take away is choosing things that you have an advantage or an unfair advantage of picking. So if you're going to pick a sport to do or something like that, you know, I wouldn't pick basketball because I'm not 6'7".
Yeah.
But picking cycling as a hobby to do, you know, I used to be good at cycling when I was a youngster, I'm a teenager. So, you know, that's a sport that I can do well at. So as well, you know, realizing that there's some certain things that you're not necessarily going to be good at, no matter how hard you try.
Yeah, that's true.
And picking the thing that you have an advantage at, not an unfair advantage, but, you know, just an advantage, I guess.
Yeah, no, that makes perfect sense, yeah.
Have you tried Calm, the meditation app?
I haven't, no.
Just Calm, it's C-A-L-M. That's really good. I've started using it this year, actually. And that just does a daily meditation thing where it's just 10 minutes.
Okay.
And you can set a timer on you can set an alarm on your phone, or it sets it within the app, sorry. So it will remind you, like, at the same time every day of when to do it. And it's just a spoken meditation. It's quite, you know, it's like Headspace.
Yeah.
But yeah, it's quite good. It does a little streak thing. So as you do like 4 days in a row, it lets you know when you've done your fourth day. And what's really interesting, it's just a real simple thing, but it adds up how many minutes you've done in total. And I thought this wouldn't make, you know, much difference knowing that, but I've already seen that I've done over 100 minutes, 130 minutes on it or something like that. And kind of just knowing that makes me want to do it again tomorrow.
Yeah, so that's quite good, yeah.
I download that and give that a try if you fancy. It's got a free 7-day trial, so.
Yeah, right, give that a go, yeah. It's quite nice just sitting here without anything going on, you know, just sitting and quietly just sort of breathing and stuff, and that works quite well. But I'll give it a go, yeah. I used to use Headspace years ago. No, I'll give that a go.
And I would recommend for you the next book, The Stress Solution by Dr. Rangan Chatterjee. He's the doctor who does some of the BBC programs where he's gone to live with people and sort them out.
Yeah.
He's just brought out a book called The Stress Solution, which I listened to on Audible as well. And that's really good. So I'd recommend that recommend that for a listen.
I'll have a look at that then. Excellent.
That's all I got.
Yeah. No, that's me. It seems cut down this year, which is good, I think. More of a theme to focus on rather than loads of different things to achieve. Becomes a bit overwhelming.
Well, we just forget about them, don't we? And then we have to re-listen to the podcast.
What did I say last year? Oh, shit.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, it's true. It's true. So what have you been working on this year then so far, since you've got the SEO stuff and sanity check? Has it mainly been the SEO work?
Yeah, a bit of that. Mostly, to be honest, a lot of it was clearing up emails and stuff, I guess, before. It is part of frustration as well, though. It's the wrong season to kind of start work again. Well, it probably is for me because I'm late doing it. But, you know, January the 31st is time you've got to get your tax return in and stuff like that, isn't it?
Yeah.
So I've been scrambling around trying to get that all sorted out. Been doing bits of SEO. But then we've migrated the domain over to moneysavingheroes.co.uk for the Voucher Codes Pro website. So I guess that's the kind of big accomplishment I've got done so far.
Yeah.
When I get that done, then look at sanity check, go through all these lists of ideas I've got and focus on a few things to build. I'm struggling at the moment in terms of the SEO consultancy work, in terms of the retainer stuff, because I've just got one retainer really going at the moment, and it's 4 days a month, and it's not really long enough to get stuff done, because I want to get some good pieces of content done for them. But 4 days over a month isn't long enough to do it. But I don't think they'd sign up for any more without seeing or knowing they're going to get results.
Right.
So it's a bit of a chicken and egg scenario, really, where I might have to more time into it to show them what they could do. But
that's an interesting one, isn't it? Yeah.
I'd rather with the SEO with the consultants just have one client who's willing to invest for like 2 weeks a month I can just work on, rather than having to flip-flop between clients all the time. Just have someone who's willing to, you know, invest in it or buy into it, and then I can spend a decent amount of time on doing it. 2 weeks a month doing that, and then 2 weeks a month on sanity check, like focused. That would be the ideal situation, really, but I just perhaps need to work towards that.
Try and find that client.
Yeah, we'll do it. I could have it already, right? I just need to work with them and prove what we can do.
Yeah. Oh, good. So. That's good.
How about yourself?
Yeah, it's been... So the first few days back, as you said, were quite quiet after New Year, and I got a lot of sort of admin-y stuff done. Like you say, replying to emails that I'd not replied to for a while. Tweaks in the app, which I'd been on my list of things to do, but hadn't got around to them because I was in that sort of lethargic getting back up to speed mode. It was quite easy just to spend an hour on each, you know, one of those things, them into the app. And then this week has been back on properly, back into work. I've got a big reporting feature, which I'm about to release, which I've been promising customers for a long time. And basically, towards the end of last year, I was saying it'd be with them in January. So I've been working on that, hoping to release that soon. But then I got waylaid with all the performance stuff this week, so that's taken a bit of a backseat. Yeah, no, it's been good. I'm still positive at the moment. See how long we can make that last.
Carry on. Yeah. Must be because we've got a beer and wine going.
I think you're right, yeah. I like this evening drinking podcasting.
I don't know why we haven't done it before, to be honest. We'll perhaps the Thursday evenings will be not easier, but I'm more probably if I knew I could have a glass of wine while we're having a chat, I'd probably be more motivated to do it than the Monday morning.
Well, maybe we should try switching it for a while and see how it goes.
Yeah, sounds good.
Suits me.
I'll have to check my training plan though to see when I can allow to drink and stuff like that. I'll let you know.
And we'll have to work my running plan into it as well somehow. It'll be fine.
Cool. Okay.
Right then. So I'll speak to you in a couple of weeks.
Yeah. All right. Cheers, Martin.
Cheers, Nick. Bye.
Bye-bye.